Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. Well, it is Monday, not only Monday, but this is the last day of November. So we just thank and praise the Lord for another month, and we'll be going into November, and we just thank and praise the Lord for this day. This is Apostolic Prophet William Miller. I trust that you have truly enjoyed your weekend. I trust that it was victorious. We just thank and praise the Lord. We send a shout out to Apostle Armstrong and Lady Armstrong, who is the sponsor of this broadcast. We continue to thank and praise the Lord for gracing them with strength to do all that he will have them to do. And we pray and come against destiny killers, every plot, every plan of Satan that would try to interfere and hinder them fulfilling their destiny that God have for them. And I pray the same prayer for you that have tuned into this broadcast. I thank God for you that been faithful in listening. And I thank God for technology that God have made a way that if you can't be in the same place of the one that sharing the message or teaching, but God done made a way that you can sit at home and listen and be blessed. So there too again, I thank and praise the Lord for technology that we can share your word and we can share it all over the world. And again, I thank God for Apostle Armstrong for this opportunity. And I pray that the word been a blessing. I take it serious of what I share over the air with you all, because I'm a firm believer that according to the Bible, we're going to give an account. And my desire as a prophet of God, not so much, I'm a teacher, I'm a prophet, but I do a lot of teaching. And my desire is to see people know what is the will of God and know that they inherited and know how to operate or how to receive it. Knowledge alone is no good if you don't apply it. Yeah, if you don't apply knowledge, it don't do you any good. So I'm just grateful for the message that God graced us to share with you all, because I have to live by it as well. I learned that, you know, we have to really learn how. First, find out what God's word say about us and put it into practice. It's good that you can remember scripture, but guess what? If you don't have faith and confidence in those scriptures, it don't do you any good. We've been talking about fear. There's a lot of things that's happening and coming on the earth that bringing fear to mankind. But God wants us to know how to endure and overcome fear. And this teaching about fear has really helped me. It has really helped me, because as a prophet of God, certain time God had given me message to share with people, and it's not pleasure. It can be very discomfort for me. But I thank and praise the Lord when it come down. We need to know who to place our reverence and fear, and that is God. We started last Monday, and we were talking about God don't want us to fear man. The scripture tells us he who fear man, it bring a snare. And Jesus even said that we don't need to fear the one that is able to kill the body, but we should fear the one that is able to kill the body and catch body and soul. And only God have that kind of authority and that power to do that. So, and even with Timothy, Timothy was a young pastor, but Timothy was being intimidated by a lot of false teachers. And Apostle Paul wrote him a letter in 2 Timothy 1:7, and he told Timothy, where he told him to stir up the gift on the inside of him. He put him in remembrance when hand was laid on him when he was ordained. But he also told him, Timothy, God have not given you the spirit of fear, but love, power, and of a sound mind. Now, according to that, Timothy feared was he would fear for a man. He would fear for those false teachers. They intimidated him. I know the feeling. You know, people can intimidate you if you're not careful. But we need to put all our place, all our fear in God, our Creator. So we're going to continue. This might be the last day that I talk about fear. And one of my foundation scriptures was in Luke, the 21 chapter, in the 26th verse. Now, the difference with what right here, when I read that, Jesus was telling them not to be fearful what were going to be coming up on the earth. He was saying how men heart were going to fear them. Yeah, it's in Luke 21 and 26. It said men's heart failing them for fear and for looking after those things which are coming on the earth, for the powers of heaven shall be shaken. Other words, some of the things, God wants us not to fear what man can do or what man is saying. Mankind is saying and doing a lot of things right now on this earth. There's more murders now than ever. People is intimidated by that. You know, a lot of people, they fear for their life. And when it come down to coming out, even in our school system, there's a lot going on all across the nation. You know, people going in these malls, going in certain places and just killing people. And that brings fear on you. He calls you to be fear of mankind. But God don't want us to be fear for a mankind. And I'm going to talk about the fear, what it means to fear God. That's what I'm going to talk about, because that's the one that we really should, that's the one that we should be fear of. In Deuteronomy the 6th chapter, the first verse through the second verse, but that's what we're going to talk about. We need to place our fear on God instead of mankind, because remember we read in Isaiah 51 what he talked about. Why should we be afraid of man? Because man gonna die, even their sons gonna die. And there too again, God want us to put our fear on him. But I'm gonna talk about what it means to fear God and all of that, because this is so important. That's why, y'all, it's so important, like never before. We need to get in the Word of God and read the Word of God and find out what God is telling us to do in these last days. Yes, as I stated in one day last, well, either Monday or Thursday one, but fear come to all of us. But you need to know what to do with fear, and you need to be able to recognize where it's coming from. You know, some people fear mankind more than they fear the Creator, you know. But all through his scripture, we gave you scripture in Psalms 27 and 1. We talked about Psalms 29 and 25, Proverbs 3, 19 verse through the 25th verse, Psalms 34. And we, in our last verse, we talked about was Psalms 33, 6 through 11. And the psalmist said that the less time I'm afraid, I would trust in thee. In the time, you know. So it's so important. Like I said, we need to know where to place our fear. Amen. That makes up, you know, that'll help you a lot. And I don't know about you, but I read my Bible more now than I ever did. Yeah, I do. I read my Bible more now than I ever did, because it's so important. I need to know what God's word is saying to me in this hour. Amen. I'm telling you, we all need to know what God's word is saying to all of us in this time and in this hour. You know, it is so important. We need to know what he is saying to all of us. Because like I said, in time like this, Reva McClintock, she with the Lord now, but she used to sing a song. In time like this, we need a Savior. Amen, somebody. In time like this, we need a Savior. And I am so glad that we have one. She also used to sing the song that we have a Father who cares. So there too, again, like I said, just want to encourage your heart, because like I said, God don't want us to walk around here being afraid. The last time I'm afraid, I will trust in thee. So we're going to go on and pray and get in the word. Father, it's in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this day, because truly this is the day that you have made. And Father, I thank you for allowing us to live to see this day. I thank you, Father, for granting us more wisdom pertaining to living and how we should live. Again, I always thank and praise you for your son, Jesus, for the day that he came, the day that he gave his life, that we could be returned back to you. And Father, I just give you praise. I give you honor. I thank you for those that in the White House. I pray, Father, that those that choose not to continue to walk with you, I pray, God, that they would be uprooted and replaced with godly peoples all over the world, God, whether they vote for the school system, whatever. I'm praying that people, that the ungodly would be uprooted and replaced with godly peoples. And for that, I thank you. I pray for the Marie, those that have lost loved one, regardless of which, however it taken place. But I pray for strength for them, God. I pray that you would strengthen them in their inner man by your spirit. I pray that you will comfort them in a time like this. I pray today, Father, for those that have tuned into the broadcast. I thank you, Father, for the host. I thank you for Apostle Armstrong and Lady Armstrong. I thank you, Father, what you continue to do with them. Thank you for healing in their body strength. Thank you for encouraging their hearts, Father, like never before. I thank you for divine protection. I thank you for divine provision for them. I just give you praise and honor for them. And right now, Father, I plead the blood of Jesus against the spirit of detraction right now that would try to come to interfere, detract the people from hearing what your word is today. I thank you for the Holy Spirit that will bring enlightenment and understanding. I thank you for the Holy Spirit that breathing over the airway. He is the one. He's the teacher of the church. He is the one that bring enlightenment and understanding. He's the one that even bring conviction. So I thank you for it now. In Jesus' name, amen. If you have your Bibles, go to Deuteronomy, the 6th chapter. And I'm gonna begin reading that first verse, and I'm going to read down to that second verse. As I stated, we're going to talk about what it means to fear God. And you know, the meaning of the fear of the Lord, because so many people need to know why God would have us to fear him. The Bible said the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. God is awesome. God have all power and stuff. Okay, in Deuteronomy, the 6th chapter, verse, I'm going to read the first two verses. He said, now these are the commandments, the statutes, and the judgment which the Lord your God commanded to teach you, that ye might do them in the land whither ye go to possess it, that thou mayest fear the Lord thy God, to keep all his statutes and his commandments which I command thee, thou and thy son, and thy son's son all the days of thy life, and thy days may be prolonged. There too again, like I said, we want to talk about what it means to fear God. You know, I got some notes here. Fear the Lord. It is important that we know what this commandment means for us as believers. Only as we truly fear the Lord will we be delivered from slavery to all abnormal fear. And a lot of people, it's abnormal fear that is bothering people. And like I said, fear of what man can do more than the holy fear of God. And there too again, his essential to fearing God is a recognition of his holiness, his justice, and righteousness as a counterpart to his love and mercy. Knowing him and understanding fully, he is. Such fear is based on the acknowledgement that God is a holy God whose very nature calls him to judge sin. To fear the Lord is to regard him with holy awe and reverence, and to honor God as God because of his great glory, holiness, majesty, and power. And therefore, again, for example, when the Israelite at Mount Sinai saw God, he manifested himself through thunder and lightning and a thick cloud upon the mountain and the voice of the trumpet exceeding loud. They all trembled in fear. Other words, what God did with them, God manifested himself through the thunder and all that. When he spoke, the mountain trembled. He did that to put a reverence of fear in the children of Israel to let them know that they was to honor and reverence him and not take him lightly. We're living in a time and an hour now. You got a lot of worldly people. A lot of people is taking God lightly. They taking his word lightly. You know, even with, I listened to some of the message on grace, and grace is not a license to sin. Yes, Jesus came. Yes, Jesus died. Yes, Jesus paid for your sin and mine. But that is not a license. The Bible says, shall we continue in sin that God's grace may abound? It's a God forbid. And there too, it just like with a good parent. Good parents, they put a fear in you. A good parent, they don't abuse you. They don't abuse their authority. But they put a type of fear in you to let you know you should honor and respect them and take them serious. And this is what it was saying when he did it with the mountain. And in Psalms 33, it talk about, and in this reflection on God as creator, state explicitly, let all the earth fear the Lord. Let all the inhabitants of the world stand in awe of him, for he spake and it was done. He commanded and it stood fast. That's in Psalms 33, verses 8 through 9. There too, again, right now I'm talking about what the meaning of the fear of the Lord, because like I said, a lot of people now, they fear mankind more than they do God. They take what man said more serious than what they do when it comes down to what God said. The true fear of the Lord caused believers to place their faith and trust in him alone for salvation. For example, after the Israelite crossed over the Red Sea on the dry ground and saw the enormous destruction of the Egyptian army, they feared the Lord and believed the Lord. And see, there too again, the more they seen what God could do, when they seen God manifest his power, his awesomeness, he brought about a fear, a holy reverence and fear for God. And that's what God wants us to do. We as born-again believers. I ministered a couple of weeks ago about we all going to stand before the judgment. You can go in Revelation, the 20th chapter, and they talk about standing before the white throne, how the sea gave up the dead, and how the books was open, and then the books, it was plural. And then it said the book of life was open. And we need to know, I think it's in 2 Corinthians 2 and 10, if I'm not making a mistake, we going to give an account. And there, too, again, a lot of people, you know, when I gave the message, the Lord brought, the first thing he brought to my attention about it, he said a lot of people got heaven in their view, but they don't have judgment in their view. We going to have to stand before the judge, according to St. John 5:22. Jesus is the one going to judge us based upon his finishing work, what he came to do, his finishing work. And Paul told the Romans in Romans, the first chapter, he told them that they were without excuse. Y'all, everything that mankind need to walk upright before God, Jesus came and paid for it and made sure that he's available. So there too again, in Hebrews, I think about the 10th chapter, about the 28th verse, if I'm not making a mistake, but God did not give us grace to walk contrary or willing to sin, but grace is for us to walk worthy, that our life would be acceptable before God, to walk in total obedience. And I found out as I studied the Bible, I'm finding that we have a problem. Human nature have a problem with following instruction. Now, God know we not going to die there, but God don't want us going around here practicing sin. And that's why I'm telling you, it is so important, you know, in the natural, people don't realize if you violate laws and principles, it's consequences. Now, the way God established this earth with his laws and principles, when we violate God's command, his principle, guess what? We suffer the consequences. And I think it's in Proverbs, it's in Proverbs 11 and 9 that he said that the righteous will be delivered through knowledge. And that's why it's so important that we find out what God's word say. A lot of the sometimes, and for years I shared last week, how for a long time after I got saved, a lot of things I just didn't understand because my mindset, the mind I had about God did not line up with his words. And I blamed God for a lot of things that was happening to me and what I see happening to other people. And, you know, yes, I had a zeal for God, but I was just like the Romans, but not according to his word. Paul even said that he said, I know they got a zeal for God, but they're ignorant of God's way of righteousness. And the only way you and I are going to find out what God said, we have to get in his word. Some might say every message she talk about the word. The Bible said, Jesus said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word proceeded out the mouth of God. Jesus said, always do those things that please the Father. In other words, he know what pleased the Father, so he always kept his Father's commandments. Because he know that's what was at. That is so important. But as I said, with the children of Israel, when God had Moses to open up the Red Sea, when he divided the Red Sea and they walked by on dry ground, and then he told Moses what to do, then the water returned. God, even when he brought them out of Egypt, every sign that he did, God was revealing to the children of Israel his awesomeness, his mercy, and his power. And that's what God wants us. And we need to turn that fear back on God. We reverence and fear him, not man. Now, some people died, according to the book of Hebrew, some people died without receiving the promise. But I want you to know, like I said, what it means, the fear of the Lord. You know, so there too, again, as I stated, the true fear of the Lord caused believers to place their faith and trust in him alone for salvation. And like I said, when the children of Israel, they had the Red Sea in the front of them and had Pharaoh and his people behind them. But when God parted the Red Sea through giving Moses instruction, it brought about the fear. And it's going to tell us in Psalm 115 and 11, it tell us that we need to those who call upon the Lord and fear the Lord to trust in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. In other words, the fear of the Lord produce in God people a confident hope and trust in him. It is a little wonder then that such people are saved, Psalms 85 and 9, and receive his forgiveness, love, and mercy. Finally, to fear God involves recognizing that he is a God who is angry about sin and have the power to put. Listen, there too again, I hear some people say, well, God ain't angry. Well, y'all, I beg to differ. God hates sin. And we should hate what God hates. If we truly reverence him like we should, and if we have a relationship with God, we'll hate what God hates. Yeah, Jesus took the power and delivered us from the power of sin. Even a sinner don't have to live a sinful life. He don't have to wallow in sin. He don't have to fear the devil. And the enemy wants people to fear him. We don't have to fear him. He been stripped of his authority. He don't have no authority over the believers. Only what we give him through our ignorance, okay? But there too again, finally, to fear God involves recognizing that he is a God who is angry about sin and have the power to punish those who transgress his righteous love, both in time and in eternity. You can go to Psalms 76 in verses 7 through 8. When Adam and Eve sinned in the Garden of Eden, they was afraid of the Lord and tried to hide from his presence. Well, everybody know that. They was afraid because they had disobeyed what God said. But what they didn't realize, and I don't know what, did they have a blessed assurance or not, but they had to suffer the consequences in all humanity for them disobeying God. And there too, again, it is so important that we need to realize as born-again believers, when we violate the laws and principles, don't keep God's command, don't do what God said to do, we suffer the consequences. And not only that, in Deuteronomy, he'd tell us, God was saying that, told, he said, I set before you blessing and cursing, life and death. But he said, choose life that you and your seed may live. And I done said this more than one time. I had to learn this as parents. You gonna call by living right and walking upright, doing what God said, you will cause your whole family to be blessed. Your children will be blessed. But if you walk around here rebelling and disobeying the laws and the principle of God, you ain't the only one that suffer. Everything or everybody connected to you, you can bring that on them as well. Amen. But that, like I said, there too again, when Adam and Eve sinned in the Garden of Eden, they was afraid of the Lord and tried to hide from his presence. Genesis, the third chapter, verses 8-10. Most experienced the aspect of the fear of God when he spent 40 days and 40 nights in prayer on behalf of the sin for Israel. See, there too again, we need to learn in the reverence and in the fear of God, and we do that by reading his word. You want to get, that's where go. When we get in God's word, the Bible reveals God's will, his thoughts, and what God wants us to do and how God wants us to conduct ourselves on this earth. There too, again, that is so important. And I had to find out. God said what he meant and meant what he said. The Bible tells us in Isaiah that whatever God said, that's what God would bring to pass. God watched over his word to perform it. And I had to learn that. God done already established his laws and principles for mankind to live on this earth. And when we violate any of them, we cause ourself and somebody else to suffer for it, because we're going to suffer the consequences. God already got everything already established how we're supposed to walk. But like I said, when Moses was able to experience the fear of God when he spent them 40 days and 40 nights in prayer on behalf of the sin for Israel. And it said, he said, I was afraid of the anger and his hot displeasure wherewith the Lord will walk. And there too again, people need to know God hates sin. God is a holy God. And you know, before Jesus came and died for us, don't you know that the high priests, when you go back and study in Leviticus and Exodus, they just couldn't go. They was the only one at that time that God would have to come in his presence. You just couldn't, if you weren't a high priest, you could not go in the tabernacle. I think of Uzziah. He the one that he was a king. And the Bible even said, as he sought the Lord, he was success. But he got cocky. He got cocky. And one day, instead of him waiting and allowing the high priestess to go and offer up a century before the Lord, he went in there, He went in there and he went to off it up, and leprosy began to come out on his head. And the Bible said he died with leprosy. See, there too again, the Bible tells us God don't have no respect to persons. You know, some people nowadays, they want to put the apostles, the bishops, the prophet, the evangelist, the pastor and teacher above God. No. Listen, let me tell you something. They don't have no special favor from God. All of us, according to the scripture, when it comes down to grace, God favor all of us, but not so much that if we violate his laws and principles, God saying it's okay. No. Like I said, the laws and these principles is already put in place. When we violate them, we're going to suffer the consequences. And Lord, God had to show this to me. He said, how is it? Y'all understand when you violate the laws and principles in the natural that you suffer the consequences. But when it come down to me, when it come down to me, y'all act like y'all can violate the laws and principles and it's okay. Y'all, God is holy, but he is a just God. Well, he's my father now. You know, if you're a sinner, he's God to you. But if you're born again, believe he's your father. Okay? As I stated, this is so important. We need to realize that. And it tell her how to, you know, even when they would do it, immediately what they saw. Now, in Hebrews 10 to 31, it tell us, it said, it is a fearful thing to fall in the hands of a living God. Other words, what he mean, because God, because his laws and principles, the way God done established everything on this earth, it's a spiritual law. It's already put in motion. Whenever you and I violate the laws and principles of God, we suffer the consequences. Sometimes you might not see the immediately consequences of it, but it do show up. But then, too, if you don't have no knowledge of what I'm saying, you'll think, oh, it's okay. Okay, there too again, the reasons to fear God, that is so important. We should fear him because of his great power as the creator of all things and all people. You could go to Psalms 33, 6 and 9, Psalms 96, 4 and 5, and Jonah 1 and 9. Remember when God told Jonah, I'm talking about to fear God today, remember when God told Jonah to go to Nineveh, and Jonah did not want to go and get the people. He didn't like the people of Nineveh. But even though they had disobeyed and rebelled against God, you see, God is merciful. And y'all, it's not God's will that nobody go to hell. Well, it says it's not God's will that any perish. He's talking about eternal damnation. It's not God's will. Why? One of the reasons, because all of us came from God, and God wants us to come back to him as an act of our own will. We're free. We're free modern agents. All of us have a will. I can choose to serve God and choose not to. But that's why when he says, I set before you blessing and cursing, God wants us to know the consequences of our action, that these laws have already been put in place and already been established. But as I said, you got some people, you know, like I said, they got heaven in their view. They ain't got judgment in their view. They don't care about walking in unforgiveness. I ain't got to love you, and it's all right. Y'all, it is not all right. It's laws governing this earth. I want you to hear me. It's laws. Hallelujah. And there too, again, like I said, we need to know that God wants us, what it means to fear God. When we realize the holiness of God, his separation from sin and constant opposition to it, the normal response of human spirit is to fear him. And there too, again, like I said, it's all in the Bible. The reason why God wants us to fear him and the consequences are not. If we don't, God hates sin. Well, you know, I hear people say, God loves us so much if we don't live right. Ain't nobody going to hell. Listen, it's not God's will for you to go to hell, or me to go to hell, or nobody else. But God gave me a will. That's the love of God. God loves us so much, he allows us to choose whether we want to obey him, whether we want to come to him or not. And if we choose to want to live right or come to God, grace, God empower us with the ability. And like I said, Paul said it. And you know, when I studied the epistles of Paul, Paul had such a great, awesome revelation, spiritual thing and natural. See, the Bible said, know no man after the flesh. The Bible tells us not to seek the things that we see is only temporarily, but what we don't see is eternal. He talking about in the spirit realm, because the spirit world is the real world. Spirit, I have a soul, and I live in a body. That even though, but that's another message. But there, too, again, like I said, anyone who sees the brightness of the glory of God cannot help but become afraid. Matthew 17, 1 through 8. You can go read it for yourself. The continued blessings that we receive from God, especially. And I was reading, and I will go to the scripture in Jeremiah, how Jeremiah, what he got up, he was afraid, and some things was happening, and Jeremiah, he was suffering, and Jeremiah had an attitude with God. You know how some of all us get an attitude with God when we don't think God treating us fair. Y'all, anybody ever been there other than Prophet Miller? You know, and I mean, those leaders, they suffered a lot. Jeremiah was an awesome prophet. And he suffered a lot because he was trying to warn the children of Israel. He had to go before kings. And back then, when you study the Old Testament, those kings, God had a lot of evil kings, and they were considered evil because they choose not to walk in the way that God wanted them to walk. They, you know, whatever the king said, it was law. And just like whatever God said, his law. And back then, when those evil kings rebel against God, where God would send prophets to them, and now back then they had some false prophets just like they have some good prophets. Today, we have good prophets and prophets that's really following after the heart of God, and we got some false prophets. They use their gift to bring things or draw people to themselves, but they still going to give an account. But my point is this, in Jeremiah, his life was put in danger many times. He was let down in a well. The kings would get mad at him because the kings wanted him to say something pleasant to them, even when they were willing to sin. They did not want to hear what God say. Now, back then, before the kings would do anything, they would call on the prophets. But when they would call on the false prophet would tell them what they wanted to hear. But Jeremiah, he always told them what God wanted them to know. And they would get offended with him, and they would try to, God didn't allow them to kill him, but they would put him in dungeon, you know, in a cage, you know. Back then, a lot of times, they didn't have jailhouses like we have them today, but they would put him in a cage. It would be coal in there, rats and water would be in there. They let him down in the well one time. He would just say it. What the good prophets back then had to endure, the things that they had to endure. But the point I want you to see was God was always there. And that's the thing that God wants us to know, that, you know, when we reverence and fear God, we don't only receive the wisdom of God when it comes down to how to conduct or how God would have us to live on this earth, but we will experience God's divine protection. You know, the Bible said many afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivered them out of all. God wants us in this hour, things that happen that bring fear. God wants us to stay focused on him. Yes, my brothers and sisters, God wants us to focus. Well, how do I stay focused on God, prophet? You stay focused on God by reading his word and meditating and putting confidence and faith in what God's words say. Amen. And like I said, you know, the continued blessing that we can receive from God, especially the forgiveness of our sin, that should lead us also to fear and love him. Because, you know, God been merciful. But y'all, let me tell you something. The day going to come when mercy going to run out. When we stand before him, you can't say, okay, Father, forgive me. I didn't know. This is, I used to hear people say this, the old saints, and I agree with them based upon the word of God. This is the place you prepared to go to heaven. Heaven is a place for prepared people. You ain't going no hell anyhow. You're not going to be able to enter into the kingdom of God, in the kingdom of heaven, based upon what you think. But it's going to be based upon what God's words say. And as I stated in Romans, the first chapter, the way God created all of us in our country, we know he's a God, y'all. Don't be deceived. But you have to build on that. You can allow the enemy come in and bring all of this negative and things contrary to what God said if you want to. But listen, you're going to give an account. All of us going to give an account for our life. But there too again, beyond all doubt, the fact that God is a God of justice, who will judge the entire human race, generating the fear of him. And see, as I stated, this is why it's so important. We need to really get this down in us. You know, I learned as a born-again believer, I hate what God hates. I used to love sin. Yeah, because I was a sinner's one. I'm not a sinner anymore. I'm not a sinner. Just say, you know, say, well, you know, I'm a sinner saved by grace. How can you be a sinner? You're still a sinner and you've been saved. No. You know. I once was a sinner, but now I'm a child of the Most High God. And you is too if you've been born again. And like I said, I want you to know, you know, it is a solemn and a holy truth that God is constantly watching and evaluating our action, both good and bad, and that we would be held accountable for those actions, both now and in the day of our personal judgment. The fear of the Lord is far more than just a biblical doctrine. It directly applies to our daily life in a number of ways. First, if we truly fear the Lord, we will live a life of obedience to his commandment and say no to sin. And like I said, that was one reason that God had to show the children of Israel, you need to reverence and fear me because I have the authority and the power to judge your action, judge your sin, and you will be punished for them. But like I said, there too again, some people fear that you don't have to do it if you don't want to. I agree with it, but the consequences of it. I don't, you know, as a child, when my parents would discipline me for doing wrong, I didn't like being disciplined. I didn't like getting no whooping, so I reverenced and feared them. Not because, especially my mom, you know, some of you don't hear my testimony. My dad was very abusive. Thank you. Praise the Lord that he received Jesus. Thank you, Father. I bless you. You know, life can cause you, can turn you better if you ain't careful. But Jesus can make it all right if you allow him. And I say this even with on this broadcast, if you somebody, what I'm really addressing, if you somebody that been bound up in fear, I want you to hear me. If you somebody been living with a lot of fear, if you somebody been living and dealing with a lot of fear, God don't want you like that. God wants you to come out of that. God wants you to come out of that, but I wanted you to know where to place your fear. We need to reverence and fear God because God have the authority and power to do what need to be done. Let's go to Acts 18 chapter. I want to go to, I'm in Acts 18 chapter, and everybody know Apostle Paul, and Apostle Paul was a great missionary. He was God led him to go everywhere. After Apostle Paul received salvation and God called him as a missionary, apostle, he was everywhere. And he dealt with a lot. Oh, he experienced so much. In Acts the 18th chapter, let's look at the 9th and the 10th verse. He said, then spake the Lord to Paul in the night by a vision, be not afraid, but speak and hold not thy peace. There too, again, everywhere Paul went, a lot of time they were threatening his life. And these chief rulers in the synagogue, they were threatening Apostle Paul. But the Lord spoke to him. Now, I want to kind of shift a little bit because my time is running out. But I want us to know when we truly reverence and fear God, when we make up in our mind to live the way God wants us to live, the Bible says, who all live with God, the life going to suffer persecution. We're going to be persecuted. We're going to be mocked. People call, you know, holy rollers and you trying to be more holy than God. They say all kind of crazy stuff. But at the point I want to make, you need to know that the Lord is always with you. And this is what I want to show you. When you go and read the four gospel, Every time, Jesus used that word so many times, don't be afraid. He used that word, don't be afraid, you know, don't be fearful, you know. Remember when he showed up walking on the water and the disciples, they were fearful, and he told them not to be afraid, his eye, you know, because God wants us to know that he's with us. God is omnipresent. God is with us all the time. His spirit dwell on the inside, but God is with us. That's why I like the Psalms, the 90, the whole entire chapter. I always pray that over my home, apply that to my children and my grandchildren. He said, when we dwell in the secret place of the Most High, we can say he is our refuge. God is that present help. God is always with us. Like I'm saying again, we've been talking about how to overcome and how to endure fear, not allow fear to dominate you. Fear can control you. Fear bring turmoil and stuff. You know, fear can, as I stated in Proverbs, is that fear can be a snare to you. The fear for man can bring a snare, but we need to know how, have a holy reverence in fear of God. Because God is, listen, God got the final say so over your life and my life. Not us, nor Satan, and nobody else. The Bible said a man have many devices. A man got all kind of, man can think so many things. But God got the last say-so. And that's why we need to put our fear and reverence in God. He said, for I am with thee, and no man should set on thee to hurt thee, for I have much peoples in this city. Other words, like I said, these rulers a lot of time, they wanted to do damage to Paul, but read the 18th chapter, read the first 17 verses, and you will see they were always trying to, they were going after Paul, the first apostles, always trying to bring trouble. But the Lord would tell him not to be afraid. And like I said, when it said don't be afraid, it was letting us know, it revealed the inner human feeling of the apostle. And evidently, opposition and hatred towards Paul and the gospel was increasing. And Paul was becoming, listen, and like I said, I'm not saying that you, fear come to all of us. Hear me good. All of us. I done dealt with it, and I'm going to deal with it some more as long as I'm on this earth. But you got to know how to deal with it. You can't, the point I'm really making, don't allow it to control you. Don't walk around here being tormented all the time. That's the point I want to make. Because like I said, tell you, I looked up the definition for afraid. It said fright and fearful, fear with concern or rejection. When you fear mankind, but when we fear God, it's a reverence fear, his awesomeness, knowing what God can do. And like I said, when we put our reverence and fear in God, God is always there. God's going to always protect us, you know. And this is what I love about a lot of the summers and talk about it. We talked about some of the scriptures in Psalms 27 and 1, Psalms 33 verses 6 through 11, Psalms 107 and 6, Proverbs 10 and 27. And there too, again, these are just few of the scriptures that the psalmist talked about. And David was the one that said, you know, while I'm afraid, the less time I'm afraid, I will trust in thee. And that is so important. Put your confidence in God. That even Jesus, like I said, in many other gospels, he was always telling them, fear not. Fear not. Don't be afraid. You know, because he wanted them to know I'm with you. Even when he told them disciples to go to the other side. And you know, when I really got down to studying that scripture, analyzing, I began to find out that what brought fear about, you would think now these were really fishermen. They always would be fishing all, but this storm was different than some of the storms they have had experienced. It was saying how the water had got in the boat, the waves and all that. So these storms, that storm that they have when he said, let's go to the other side, that was a terrible extraordinary storm. It wasn't the normal. And when the disciple went down and woke him up, said, Master, cares not that we perish. That was also symbolic to even us today. Whatever we might be facing, whatever we got to go through with, we cannot be afraid, or better yet, we cannot allow it to dominate us, but let us know that God is with us. David said, yea, though I walk through the valley of shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou with me. They talking about their experience with God. You know, I was sharing with someone this morning. I said, you don't need grace, or you don't need strength until you confront it, or you got to walk in a situation or go through some. You know, I some of the things I didn't experience in life, and I'm sure you have your testimony. You found out God was always there. You didn't never had to go through it by yourself. And it's good. And like I said, here have been time in my traveling or when it's time to minister, and I see why the Lord said, don't look at the faces. Some be looking at me like, I don't believe God. I have people tell me that, you know. I don't believe God said that, and I know, but, and all that. You know, you can look at people, if you ain't careful, the expression on their face, you own yourself for fear if you're not careful. But there too again, like I said, he was dealing with that. You know, like I said, Paul would become to be afraid and having doubt whether he should leave Corinth or become silent for a while. The same feeling occurred at time in the heart of all God faithful people. Remember Elijah? Like I said, Elijah blessed his little heart. When Jezebel told him that she was going to kill him and all of that, he got fear for now. He had just, when fear came up, he entertained it. He had just called fire down from heaven when they did that, when they made those altar for you know, to show who, if God was God, serve him. And she just gave a sent, put a word out there what she was going to do. And he allowed himself to yield to fear. But like I said, it'll come to all of us. But God wants us to know that we are not by ourselves. Now, as I stated, I've been talking about not being fearful, not being afraid, who to put your, you know, to have the whole reverence and fear towards God and not man. We've been talking about this ever since last Monday. And I don't know about you, but this have really increase my faith and confidence in God, you know. But when I hear a lot of people, you know, talking about, you know, by who in the White House, and Lord, if this, they worrying about if this one getting in the White House, what this gonna do to me, and what, you know, that right there, it'll torment you. And fear, when it torments you, it can raise your blood pressure. Come on, somebody. I mean, you know, it'll cause, take you, it'll steal your joy, it'll steal your peace, and God don't want it to do that to you. God want us to enjoy life. That's what John 10:10 tell us. He came that we would have life and that we would have it more abundantly. And like I said, really just started that, we want to encourage you. That, you know, like Jesus said, people hard were going to fail them because of what's coming up on the earth and knowing. But God don't want you to let your heart be troubled. St. John 14 tell us, let not your heart be troubled. And the way we can keep our heart from being troubled, the way we can keep fear from getting in our heart is to find out what God say and trust him at his word. God is a God of integrity. Our Heavenly Father is a Father of integrity. But I will say this, and I mean, it's a cry out. God is crying out through the fivefold minister gift. He's crying out through lay people. If it ever been a time that you, if you ain't saved, you need to hear his voice and get saved. You need to receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Ask the Lord to forgive you. I ain't talking about just saying it to be saying it to get somebody off your back. But remember Noah. when God gave Noah instruction, gave him specific instruction to measure and everything, what kind of wood to use to build an ark. Do you not know he had never rained on the earth? When God told, now Noah had to have a relationship with God to build an ark. Build a great big old boat, and it never had never rained. It was a, the Bible said it was a mist that come up from the ground. But he went on and built that boat, and then nobody come in but him and his family. Everybody else mocked and laughed at him. But then when the rain came, they were beating on the door, but the door was shut and they couldn't get in. Don't let the enemy continue to get you to mock what God's saying and have you to continue to rebel against what God is telling you to do. If you ain't saved, you need to really take that in consideration, because I'm telling you, hell is real and heaven is real too. You know, no, God is not God will that any go to hell. But guess what? If you continue, that even go for me. If I choose to rebel and disobey God and keep going, ain't nothing he could do. Because God is not going to override your will or my will. And I'm telling you, yeah, Grandma said it, and all the rest of them said it, and the Moper, I'm saying it too. It's going to be a rapture. And we can see that time is winding up. That's what's really happening. All of these signs we see and these things that happen on the earth, go back to Matthew 24. Jesus talked about it. The apostles talked about it. Paul even tried it in one of his letter encouraged. He said, many are going to depart from the faith. They're going to heed to doctrine and teach another devil. And that's why Paul was trying to get Timothy not to allow these false teaching, the things that he was going through with, will cause him to withdraw or cause him to stop preaching the word and teaching the word. He was trying to encourage Timothy to keep on doing what God told him to do. Keep on doing what he was taught and what he learned to do when it came down to the gospel. And I'm saying it to you all and to all of us. God wants us to know when we reverence and fear him, when we do what he tells us to do, God going to always be there to protect us. And like I said, even remember when Moses was afraid to return back to Egypt, and God told Moses, I'll be with you. Remember when Moses died and Joshua took over? God told Joshua, as I was with Moses, so I'd be with you. But God gave him specific instruction. And God told him first to be strong in the Lord and very courageous. He told him, I'd be with you. But God told him, you got to meditate in my word day and night. And he told Joshua, he said, by you meditating in my word day and night, then you will observe to do it. And you'll prosper. You'll be success. And I'm telling you, please get in God's word. Find out what God's saying about it. Don't just read some of it, and don't read all of it. Because Jesus told us that we have to live by every word proceeded out the mouth of God. What you've been talking about, prophet. God said, I don't want you to be afraid of what's happening. When fear come up, I want you to know what to do with it. I want you to trust me even more. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you again for your word, and I give you praise for your word. I thank you, Lord, for those that tune in to the broadcast. I thank you for bringing encouragement and bringing enlightenment to them. And right now, we take authority over that spirit of fear that is trying to plague. That fear is plaguing the earth and it's tormenting people. I bind it. And I pray, Father, as your people get in your word, you bring the enlightenment and understanding to them that they don't need to fear the one that is able to kill the body, even as Jesus said, but fear the one that's able to kill the body and catch body and soul. And only God can do that. And Father, I pray for strength. Strengthen your people. Restore the joy of the Lord to them. And we'll be kept to give you all the praise. I even come against the fear that a lot of people, that their body have certain illnesses, certain sickness in their body, and they fear for body. I just rebuke that spirit of fear in the master's name of Jesus. They fear about their relationship. They fear about their grandchildren. I rebuke fear in the master's name of Jesus. Because if you've been entertaining fear, that's a sign. Ye are little faith. You have little faith and little confidence in God. But you need to strengthen your faith. Increase your faith and your confidence in God. And the way you do that, you have to get in God's word. Faith come by hearing and hearing the word of God. Get in the word. Again, this was Apostolic Prophet William Miller. Enjoy the rest of your day.